This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Groundbreaking is taking place on Oshkosh's newest hotel today. The True by Hilton will be constructed as part of the Lakeshore development of Oshkosh. The hotel is located at 1810 Amra Road. Groundbreaking gets underway at 11 o'clock. Another groundbreaking is also planned today, this one for Mr. Brew's Tap House. A new Mediterranean restaurant is coming to Oshkosh at the corner of Snell and Jackson. It's a single-building development and drive-through only. Construction on Pratt Trail through Menominee Park means a couple of October events will be moved to the Leach Amphitheater. On October 20th, the Parks Department will host Brews at the Zoo from 5 till 9. The following day, it's Zooloween Boo from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. The City Council has directed the city manager and the city staff on the Clear Wells project, including landscape, decorative design, the need for public parking, and public lake access there. The council also approved delays for two housing projects on Tuesday night. Page 2, Oshkosh West will be playing their homecoming football game Friday night on campus. The school will dedicate its new football field and track for longtime head coach Bob Moran. Moran coached football and track at West from 1974 through 2003. Bob passed away in 2005. Temporary bleachers will be brought in for the crowd. The Wildcats play Appleton East. Their remaining football games will be played at the Oshkosh Sports Complex. A big, big thanks to Hoffmasters. The school district received $10,000 from the Oshkosh Company to help provide field trips to 10 schools in the district. A new chamber education and talent coordinator comes on board this week at Shannon Seaman, while Maureen Lasky has joined the chamber as concierge to help employers with talent recruitment and retention. Well, it's down to the wire. Will your favorite pup in northeastern Wisconsin win it all and have their own beer named after them? There's still time to vote in the Top Dog contest by going to newtopdog.com. Proceeds are helping kids and pets in the community. Turning to sports, Oshkosh North basketball standout Stevie Clark is committed to play basketball for Colgate University. He's a senior this year. And Lourdes Academy's football team can become playoff eligible with a win this weekend. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.